Good day, everybody. Happy New Year. It's a new year. We're back at it. You know, here with my lady. You know, she is my backbone. You know, she helped me through a lot. You know, mentally, I was far. I ain't gonna lie. Encouraging y'all, I still wasn't where I should have been. You know, that's why I was missing for 5 months. You know. Happy New Year again, all the blessings and all the favor of God on everybody's lives this year, and safety and prosperity and wealth and, you know, strength. And pray all that on everybody who's listening and who's out there. And I just want to thank y'all for listening. Everybody who listened to my podcast, I want to thank y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I appreciate y'all. It means a lot to the people that support me out there. I don't know y'all like that, and I just appreciate y'all, you know, and I'm not bringing in no money from this. You know, it's been plus, but it's about really encouraging y'all. I never started this for no money. I started this to put content out there to let y'all know is y'all got to really push. Y'all got to really, you know, stay focused on your goals, you know. Like, I wrote down some things. Me and my woman wrote down some things years ago, and 2.5 to 3 years ago, and like it's just starting to come to pass. Like, that's what's so crazy about it. And when I was watching my life elevate, I'm watching her life elevate. I'm watching everything that we desire and everything that we want in life come to pass because we're keeping God first. We're trusting Him. We're seeking His will, and you know, we're going forth with it. You know, we're not perfect. We make some mistakes. Sometimes we fail as we go forward, and you know, we're fixing as we move, as we have God, and you know, not everything that goes bad in your life is the devil. You know, black people and Caribbean people, everything that goes bad, oh, the devil is busy, and we like to say the devil is busy, you know, but sometimes God is testing us and testing our faith and testing what we pray for, and you know, that's why we gotta elevate this season, that when the tests come in our life, like, we gotta pass it. And we gotta seek God first and seek Him and Him alone. Like, it's not about us. It's never gonna be about us. Like, only thing I can say is, without God, we are nothing. And if we try to live life without it, we're not gonna elevate. I mean, you can do what you need to do. If you wanna trust in mine and trust in whatever else you wanna trust in, and that's on you. You know, I'm still learning not to have other gods in my life, and trying to make sure my job, when I'm working, is a god. What do you turn to when life gets hard? That's your God. And if you don't turn and get on your knees or turn to prayer or read the Bible, and a lot of people don't like to read the Bible. Read the Bible. Bible gives you a good guide and wisdom and how to live a godly life. And the best way to live, and we're not perfect, you're gonna fail, you're gonna fall, that everybody have their own path in life. Can't be judgmental. You just gotta learn how to have your personal relationship with God. You gotta learn how to read the Bible so God can talk to you. And you gotta learn how to pray. And you need to learn how to get in prayer, and you learn how to be in prayer. Being in prayer is when God is talking to you, when you're just there and you're just telling God, speak to me, tell me what to do, guide me. And you're sitting in silence, and God is speaking to you, and He's talking to you, and He's there, and all your goals and your desires are coming to your mind, and He's giving you visions of how to reach people for the good and reach people to lift them up. And once you do these things, whatever you have desire, if you're a doctor, a lawyer, entrepreneur, owning multi-business owners, multi-millionaires, multi-billionaires, listen to me, find peace with God so you can learn how to invest and use what you have in life to reach people. That's the biggest goal, to reach people, reach them out of a mental state where they feel like life is always going to go wrong. I guarantee you, when you keep pushing You need one good year. And you have God in your life, I guarantee you every letter, yeah. Your life will continue to rise and rise and rise, and you will soar like an eagle. You will soar. It's time for y'all to soar. Too much negative comments going around and talks going around. Excuse me. And every time, you talk to someone about your goals, I want to do this, and you're not going to make it, nothing, this is where we're living in. Start removing those people out of your life. And watch how better your life can be. You need people in your life who are going to come to you, and who are going to be like, when you tell them your desire and goals in life, you're going to make it. Just keep pushing. You know? Just keep pushing. You got to do something towards your goals. What are you doing towards your goals? What are you doing to get them? You got to start asking these questions. All these years, these goals you had, opening this business or expanding your business or turning it from being a multi-millionaire to a multi-billionaire. It's time to change those goals. It's time to change those goals and turn it around and know who you are and know where you want to be. And know who you want to be in life. And know what you want to do in life. It's time to change it around. It's time to elevate. It's time to elevate. Too much of y'all in the same position y'all been in for over 10 to 15 years. That's sad. It's sad. It's sad that you're letting life beat you up and you're not beating life. And you start waking up and start saying, money serve me. I don't serve money. God gonna send the blessings. Whatever you believe, whatever you trust in him, whatever you seeking him for, keep seeking him and writing it down and praying for it. And see if things in your path wouldn't start causing you to falter. God gonna force you into the path that he wants you to be. I tell you this from experience. He's gonna force you in that path. Will make you seem like life will never and for you because you're not finding the solution to him. Find a solution to man. I guarantee you that solution is temporary. Find a solution in God. I guarantee you that's permanent. Try it out. Test the theory. God gonna win. Not no man, not no idol, not nothing. And I'm bashing what you believe. And I just letting you know what my life is and what my life is about. And letting you know, God gonna win. And you ain't gonna elevate if you ain't got God in your life. And you ain't got no faith. And you ain't putting in the work. And you ain't have no desires. And you ain't praying. And you ain't writing it down. Ain't nothing gonna happen in your life. You're gonna be stuck in the same thing. Over and over. And they're gonna lead on for generations. And you're gonna start breaking some generational curses. Generational wealth. You'll sit there and just watch your wealth and your generation just burn and suffer. I thank God for the woman I'm about to soon marry, that her family and my family, if we ain't know nothing, we know God. He ain't perfect, but we know God. And guess what? That could go on for generations. And we're going to continue breaking generational curses. And I'm trying to encourage you all to do the same. Accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the only way to get to heaven. Jesus sent his only son to die on the cross for our sins. God sent his only son. Jesus. That's what I was supposed to say. God sent his only son, Jesus. Dying on the cross for our sins. And that's the way you get to heaven. That's the way your goals and desires and life and everything you've been not accomplishing and not elevating will come to pass. As if you put your trust and faith in God. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's Proverbs. A wise man seeketh counsel. Right now, I'm counseling y'all. Take heed. Take heed to what's going on in your life. Now you can be better. And I guarantee you, everything else will fall into place. Have a good day. Be safe. Stay focused. And let's elevate. It's 2024. Like Pastor Todd said in this message, this first Sunday of the year, start shop. Ha. And me and baby Shaw's, me and my woman Shaw start this year, shop. Shop in Christ and shop in our business. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Up one. Ride for Christ. Jay's Fresh Cash. Scorpio's Lounge. Remember them names, yeah? Remember them names. Remember those business names. God gonna bless them. You know, everybody gonna be like, oh, he said that in this podcast. He didn't know. When it go viral, it could be too late. They ain't gonna, they can see, it coming. But they can see God. Y'all can see God. So I could be more consistent this year, God spare life, because my woman gonna make sure of that. And I saying this on this first podcast of 2024, my woman will start her vlog this year. So all y'all out there, if y'all is praying for me when I ask her to pray for me, pray for my woman that she listen to me. She wants to start a vlog. All y'all vloggers out there, all who listen to my podcast and one of my podcasts, she got to stop joking. This year, she going to stop joking and she going to start a vlog. Remember I say this? Podcast 2024 Elevation. Remember I let you know that. Y'all have a good day.